Good morning. We begin our study of Masechta Menachos in the Mishnah Yomah cycle, and the Mishnah is going to introduce us to the concept of a Korban Mincha. There are nine types of Menachos that are brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and in the next 13 Prakim, we're going to discuss different aspects of all nine, coming, of course, on the heels of Masechta Zvachim. Our first Mishnah, is going to discuss the four major avodos of a mincha, as distinct from the four major avodos of a zebach, of a karban. When it comes to a karban mincha, we're talking about kmitza, taking the kometz, nesina bekli, putting it into a special vessel, bringing it holacha, and then haktara, putting it on the mizbeach. So our mission is going to discuss the issues of lishma, or for a different purpose. And the Mishnah begins by telling us, "Kol ha-menachos shenikmetzu shelo lishman." If a person brings a minchas marcheshes, and the kohen goes ahead and has in mind to take the kometz for another purpose, let's say for the sake of the conversation, for a minchas machabas, or he has in mind minchas nedava, and he says in his mind, "I'm going to do it for minchas chakotei," kisheros, the menachos are going to be kosher, and you'd be able to bring the kometz on the mizbeach, and you'd be able to have the leftover amounts of the flour given to the kohanim as though they were offered lishman. Elish lo alu lebailim mishum chova, the owners of the karbanos, since they were brought for the inappropriate reason, have to go ahead and bring the karban again in order for them to have it count. Chutz minchas chote, of course, except for a karban mincha that's brought by a chote, should the ani be too poor, or uminchas kenos, the flour carbon of a sota, because in these two situations, if the kometz was taken shelo lishma, it would be no good, because lishma for achatas is sort of serious. Minchas chote uminchas kenos shekamtsan shelo lishma, as the Mishnah says, if you have a minchas chote, or a minchas kenos, the mincha v'sota, where the kometz or any of the other services were done shelo lishma, nasan bakli, Vihileich vihiktir shalol lishman, o lishman v'shalol lishman, o shalol lishman v'lishman, or if they were put in a kli, or they were walked, or they were brought on the mizbeach with the improper thought, or it was started off properly and then it wasn't done properly, or it was started off not properly, and in the end it was done lishma for the purpose of the karban minchas chote or the minchas knos, psulos, these two menachos are no good, and the kohanim can't eat it. Why? Because the Torah tells us about a minchas chote ki chatas hi. And as far as a sota is concerned, we're told minchas zikaron maskeres avon. And the Chachamim tell us that if you do one of those steps, shalo lishma, it's no good. So the Mishnah is now bothered. Ketzad lishman v'shalo lishman. How do you have a situation of lishma and not lishma? L'shem minchas chote u l'shem minchas nedava. The Mishnah says you have in mind first to do it as a minchas chote with all the proper intents, and then shalolish, not for the purpose of chote, but rather that it should be a minchas nedava. O shalolishman v'lishman l'shem minchas nedava l'shem minchas chote. If you had in mind backwards, first it was supposed to be a minchas nedava, and then you have in mind minchas chote, so again, it would ruin. Now in the Gemara we point out that even a minchas haomer, where the kometz was taken shalolishma, is no good, because it's supposed to be a mater, just like a chata serves to atone. But that is left out of the Mishnah. It's just important to have in mind that it's true for the Minchas HaOmer as well. The Mishnah continues, Mishnah Beis, Achas Minchas Chote Beachas Kol HaMinachos, whether we're talking about Minchas Chote, which we were talking about a minute ago, or we're talking about all of the Minachos, Shekam Sanzar, where a person who's not a Kohen takes the Kometz, or Onein, or a Kohen who is in the situation of Avelus the first day. This is, of course, different from the Onein that we talk about in Halacha, a Tvu Yom, or it was taken by a Kohen who's waiting for he did his Tvila, he's just waiting for nightfall in order to be able to return to his full status of Tahara, or Mechusa Begadim, he's not wearing the proper Begadim, or Mechusa Kippurim, he went to the Mikveh, he didn't bring the Karbanos yet, after, let's say, at Saras, Shalorachot Yodayim Raglayim, he didn't go ahead and do Netilas Yodayim Raglayim as a Kohen, or Oral, he's a Kohen who never had a bris, or Tame, he's a Kohen who never, who became Tame with Tumas Sheretz and hasn't atoned yet, or become Tahor yet. Yoshev, who is doing the Avodah sitting down, or Omer Agabi Kelim, his feet weren't on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, Agabi Behem, Agabi Raglei Chaveiro, pasal, the mincha is no good. Kamatz b'smol, if he did the kamitza left-handed, pasal, the mincha is no good. Ben b'seira omer yachzer, ben b'seira says, so put the kometz back in, right, v'yachzer v'yikmotz b'yamin, and then go do it again with the right hand. Why? Because according to ben b'seira, the kometz can be put back in, and then he can do it again properly. Kamatz v'yala b'yado tzror, what if he takes a kometz, but it's an incomplete kometz because there was a stone inside? Or Gargar Melech, or there was a piece of salt inside, or Krutcha Lavona, or even a piece of Lavona which should be inside the Karban Mincha, Pasala ruins the Kometz, but Neshamu HaKometz HaYasev HaChaser Pasal, because it has to be an honest-to-goodness flour-based Kometz. Hezu Yeser, where do you have too much? Shekomtzo Muvratz, right? It's squeezing beyond the three fingers. V'chaser Shekomtzo Barashay Etzbaosav, it doesn't go all the way out to take that full kometz. Ketzad uosesh, how's he supposed to go ahead and do the kmitza? Poshe desetzbos about pasiado. He takes his hand and sticks it inside, into his hand, inside, and then squeezes off the bottom end, and he gets the three fingers worth. That is the kometz. Okay, we'll stop here, and Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning.